Locals to Brome Lake, other areas of the Eastern Townships, and people from outside the region are coming together to put on musical performances behind Pettus Memorial Library on June 10th to raise funds in support of the upkeep of Knowlton's United Church. The United Church makes its space accessible to various community groups in the area and has served the community for over 200 years. However, its attendance has been declining over the years, which has put the United Church in a more difficult situation financially. Reverend of Knowlton's United Church, Steve Lawson, said that despite the situation, the United Church wants to remain a place that the community can turn to, in more ways than one. Good day, listeners! My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. Jessica and Steve, I'll start off by thanking you so much for coming down to CIDI to chat with me. I really appreciate it. And Jessica, I'll just start off by turning the conversation to you. So you and other locals and other people from around the townships are coordinating an event here behind the library around Colebrook Park to raise funds in support of the upkeep of the United Church here in Knowlton. I wanted to start off by asking you how this event came together exactly.
As most events that I kind of coordinate come together, just I have these, you know, ideas and I'm going, this sounds like a great idea. We need to rally. We need to support this facility because it is such an important facility for us as Knowlton players, but for many other cultural organizations. And I think that most people are not fully aware how expensive it is to keep up these kind of old buildings. So I had this idea of a concert, and I approached a friend of mine who's also involved in the Knowlton Players, and he sings and he plays guitar and he's, you know, very musical. And I said, look, I want to do this. What do you think? And he says, that's a great idea. So we just sort of jumped on it and then kind of tried to fill in the logistics afterwards. And I just pulled in everybody that I knew. So there's some of my family there. My nephew, who's involved in a band called Group Project in Montreal, he's going to come down and play. Donald and Jamie Gelfand, who's a jazz musician in Montreal, and his son are going to come. And a whole bunch, like, we have some younger people, we have some older people. Anyway, it just all really came together. And it's all based on the music of Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel, because that was totally altruistic to me, because I love Paul Simon, so that's how it came about.
And so you just approached Reverend Steve Lawson of the United Church, and you hopped on board as well, Steve, with the idea?
Well, we hopped on board because it's a great idea, and Knowlton Players are very involved in the church. They practice in our church for their productions before they go to the theater. In fact, I think they did their production, Christmas production, at the church. So the church is used both for practice and performance. So we appreciate any effort by any group that is able to help support the ongoing maintenance of the church, which is an issue for us at the church. So,
yeah, why don't we dive into that a little bit more? You know, I don't know if you want to talk about the situation going on at the church and exactly what this fundraising will go towards exactly in terms of the upkeep. I wasn't sure if you wanted to get into that a little bit more with us.
Well, we all know the demise of church life, not only in Knowlton, but across Canada, basically around North America, but in certain places. But churches are declining in numbers, and age is, you know, the average age is getting higher and higher. At Knowlton United, for example, we're basically down to around 60 households, with the average attendance of around 20 people on a Sunday morning. So the numbers and therefore the finances are getting lower and less and less as we move along.
I'm curious to know how many people would have gone at, back in the day, let's say.
Oh, well, I don't know. I suppose at one time the church was full every Sunday, but
yeah.
It's certainly not within the last 10 years, but maybe 10 to 20 years, it was more like 50 to 100 people would come to church on a Sunday morning. And it certainly used to be over 100 back in the day. But church decline and church attendance and church involvement has been less since the late 1960s. Mm-hmm. So we're talking 50 years. This is not a sudden development. I guess that answers your question. It's a long process. And right now at our church, Knowlton United, we've been having what we call future talks, conversations, meetings, gatherings over the last 4 years to try and talk about the future of our church in this community. What do we want? What do we need to do? We want to be remain part of the community. It's a building that has been defined as iconic. The latest picture on Facebook and elsewhere with the new dam being revised. The church is always in the background. For all publicity of tourism and so on, that picture is a picture that's been used for years and years. So it's certainly an iconic building, an iconic landmark site for the town. To be honest, we have been involved with some conversations with the town and what they feel is the importance of the church. Not only the building and the property, but the church faith community as part of the town plan as well. Those talks are still ongoing, put it that way. But we're also looking at other options for the building and the property because maintaining it is very expensive. Mm-hmm. And our resources, our funding is going to run out eventually.
Yes, I've had these discussions with other people when I did other interviews with other churches. Same thing, struggling to do the upkeep, and they're trying to find a different vocation, or they're trying to do a multi-purpose space and to ensure the survival of their building.
Well, to follow through on that, we have tried our best with the resources that we have and have made improvements to the building. For example, the church hall, which is used by many community groups on a regular basis. The new flooring and new lighting was put in the church just literally the month before the pandemic, and then that hit, so it wasn't used, but it now is again being used. The front of the sanctuary in the church upstairs has been revamped to take away a wall between the stage and the pews. It's not taken away, but it's now movable, so it's there when we want it. It's taken away when it's needed for performances and practices and so on. So we've tried to do our best to make the building accessible. Well, we put in an elevator there 20 years ago as well to make the whole building accessible and to be used by the community. That still is our goal. The wellness group meets there now regularly every week for their social and games time and so on. The Knowlton Players practice there regularly. The community singers have performed concerts there. The Christmas play, as I said, was
the Harmony Band.
The Harmony Band practices there occasionally and performs there. In fact, their upcoming performance on Sunday, May the 28th, will be at the church.
Should be noted that space upstairs acoustically is fantastic.
Oh, it's a beautiful. It's a theater.
It is.
It's a sanctuary, but it is a theater. And I know we have a great theater in town, so we're not taking anything away from that. But it is a place where smaller performances, perhaps, and practices can be held in our church.
I think it's important to keep, you know, we are so fortunate, really, to have those two kind of separate spaces, whereas, you know, the theater has had these amazing investments, and it is an incredible venue for all kinds of events. Mm-hmm. But Steve is right. Like, it's great to have just a smaller community space, because sometimes if you're an up-and-coming singer or any kind of performer, you may not be able to afford the bigger venue right away. This might give you an avenue to be able to pursue something that you wouldn't before. And I think, you know, there's so many different aspects of it, just even in keeping younger people here. If we're giving them an outlet, we're giving them a place to try things out, like, we need that. We need that so much for our community to stay vibrant. Like Steve's been saying, like, they have an aging population. We are an aging population, especially in Lac-Brome. Mm-hmm. You know, more than ever, we need to be finding ways to say, hey, young people, you know, this is what we can offer you here. You know, what is this available to you? Like, this performance space is for you. Come, you know, like, let us help you. You know, I think there's just so many different creative ways that we need to, you know, keep that space going and alive.
Yeah. In our conversations with the town so far, we gave them a list of 17, because they asked, how could we as a town use the church building? And so we gave them a list of 17 ways that we would recommend they think about the way that building can be used by the town. Jessica referred kind of to some of them, but for the young people, even for maybe a youth center, maybe a coffee house, maybe a cultural center, maybe an arts center, maybe there's 17 ways we came up with. So we don't know how that's being looked at.
A wedding venue.
Even a wedding venue, even,
It's iconically Knowlton, like you said. I mean, people would love to have that kind of space.
Yeah, and that was actually my next question was, you know, you were talking about the shift, the churches disappearing from the landscape slowly, congregations folding, numbers dropping. And my question was, despite that shift, why is it important to preserve these architectural infrastructures? But it seems to be that they can be a space and for the community and remain a community hub, which wasn't that always one of the goals of the church?
It was
space?
One of the goals of being built.
Exactly.
That building back in 1895 when it was built. I read some of the material because we're having a big double anniversary service coming up on June the 4th, which everybody's invited to celebrate 150 years of Mansonville United Church, which actually is no longer an operating church, but if they were, it would be their 150th anniversary this year. And we are still alive and well. And so we're celebrating the 225th anniversary of Knowlton United Church. It was actually built in 1895, but another building existed in 1855, and they were meeting in homes back in the 1700s. So we go back 225 years. So we've been part of this community for a long time. And we would like, both as a congregation, a community of faith, of people, and as a building and property, to remain part of this community, no matter what path we may go down in the short term future.
There's a history and heritage here linked to that building as well. People have memories there. There's names and faces all linked to that building.
Actually, another event that we hold is, we call it the Lift Your Spirit Lunches for the community. And it's once a month. We could have it probably every week and people would come. We had to RSVP it now, keeping the numbers down because the numbers just keep increasing. We have 40 people coming to the next lunch in June, first Friday of every month. And so that's another community event where people come in, they have lunch, but then we have a speaker from the community to address some concerns of the aging population, really. We had the first responders, we had the wellness group, we actually have a realtor coming next month.
I saw.
Not Jessica. to come and speak about downsizing. We try to design things that's not just for our little community of congregation, but for the whole community of Knowlton and the whole community of like Rome and beyond.
So. Yeah, going off of that, that actually is a great leeway into my next question. So like as a result of the shift, you know, there's that question that kind of hovers over faith and the church. And that question is, you know, like what is its role today in society? Some people have the perception that it doesn't really have a place anymore, that it's kind of faded out with the times. I was wondering if you could speak on that a little bit more for our community. From your perspective, what role does it play today in our
That's a really, probably the most basic question. And the word faith, the word religion, all those words get lost in our community these days. And yes, we are less of a voice than we used to be, the church used to be in society, because there are so many voices. Mm-hmm. But I like to think that we're still a voice that does help produce faith, support, encouragement. I know it's a cliched word, but I truly mean it, love, what that really means. And I'm hoping that, you know, it's not a matter of... We used to talk about how many people we could bring in to the church. Those days are gone. Mm-hmm. What we really need to be talking about is how can we go out to the community, even as a small faith community? How can we go out and be part of the ongoing life of our community and still be a voice, you know, mm-hmm. that might be listened to? And the United Church of Canada is a voice. It's been a leading voice, and many, many issues have come up over the last 50 to 100 years. The United Church is almost 100 years old. It's 98 this year, so it'll be 102 years. And I think we've been a voice in our Canadian society all that time. The first church to have women in ministry, for example.
I did not know that.
And many, many other issues like that that we've been a voice. So I think that's the key of things. We want to remain a prominent or least important voice among many voices in society.
Yeah. And a place that people can turn to and the community yeah. can look to.
I mean, we still do have, you know, we still, funerals, you know, it's through mostly through churches, weddings, baptisms, important life stages and events. And so we still have that where people do come. Even if people don't come on a Sunday morning regularly, when there's something significant in their life event happens, they turn and look to the church. Mm-hmm. So we'd still like to be there for them.
So it seems clear to me that having the community support, having people like Jessica and other people is not only appreciated, but needed to kind of avoid this trend from happening in our community, seeing our churches disappear.
Well, you know, speaking from the realtor point of view,
yes.
I've sold churches, you know, and that is a reality. And, you know, it often comes down to that, you know, like Steve's saying, with the dwindling population, they're no longer viable. Maybe there's not enough community support rallying around to try and find ways to keep them operational. And then, you know, they are sold often, you know, at lower prices, given the amount of work needed. I mean, I think the United Church is probably in better condition than a lot of the other places that, you know, we've sold in the past, just because they've kept up with things that needed to be kept up with. You know, there's always going to be stuff to do on an old stone building, you know, a historic building. But for the most part, they've been smart about, you know, making sure it's accessible mm-hmm. and that people can use the spaces, you know, whereas in a lot of these places, they were just sort of left and nobody, you know, it's like any house, you know, if you don't sort of upkeep it and modernize when necessary, you're, you know, the end value is going to be different and stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, it happens, you know, Quebec has so many churches and we're kind of fortunate to have like three different ones all within a very short distance yes. of each other, but, you know, all needing support in different ways. So,
yeah, and churches have been sold, of course, to private individuals and enterprises and organizations, and been turned into all kinds of things. Some wild stories out there about that. But we'd like to see this church, in whatever way is possible, to remain part of the community. Mm-hmm. Whether the town is interested, or other individuals even that might want to look at keeping the church public so that it can be used by the public. So who knows what the future will bring, short-term or long-term.
Those are all the questions that I had for you both, mm-hmm. but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Steve, perhaps about the United Church, or that you wanted to mention, Jessica, that you think would be important to mention.
Well, I just want to make sure that, you know, we try and get as many people to come out as possible. There is mm-hmm. no, it's June 10th, it's at 7 o'clock. If it's nice weather, we're hoping, but mm-hmm. the weather's been so crazy. If it's not nice weather, we will do it in the church. And it is by donation. So there's no ticket price, but we will ask people to please donate as you come in. You have to bring your own chairs and, you know, there will be a stage. There'll be a great sound system, but everybody's required to bring their own seating or bring a blanket and, you know, just come out and enjoy a community event and, you know, just help support a really great cause.
I agree with all of that. And the support we get from this concert will go towards keeping us alive and well for in the short term, at least.
Yeah.
And more like that will keep us going. So.
And if someone's hearing this interview and they're like, oh, wow, I would love to support the church, mm-hmm. can they get in touch with you?
Well, we're in the paper every week. So my phone number's there and they call, or the church, I think, is listed. So, yes, they can call and come. So anything
support.
Yeah. For sure.
Send your checks this way.
Sure. Yeah. In fact, just one added thing.
Yeah.
This summer, all our services at church will be outdoors. Mm-hmm. We won't even be going in the building unless the rain makes us do that. We tried it last summer, and we did not have one day of rain. So we were outside all summer, appreciating the outdoors and having a different type of gathering for a service that's less formal. And so we invite people to come and join us.
Did you do it behind the church?
We did it behind the church, right? And now we have the site of the beautiful pond mm-hmm. looking through the trees. So we invite people to come and join us on Sunday mornings during the summer.
Thank you both so much again for chatting with me today, Taylor.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.